Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Votre guide sur le camping en Australie. Si vous souhaitez découvrir les grands espaces australiens, le camping est une excellente option. C'est l'occasion de ralentir le rythme, de se reconnecter à la nature, de se déconnecter des écrans et du quotidien. Pour un séjour confortable et mémorable, préparez-vous à l'avance, emportez le nécessaire et campez en toute sérénité pour le bien de tous et de l'environnement. Reportage de la série SBS Australia Explained. Des côtes à l'outback, le camping est une façon simple et abordable de s'évader du quotidien et de découvrir les beautés naturelles de l'Australie. Pour bien préparer son séjour, c'est savoir quel équipement prévoir, où aller et à quelles conditions s'attendre. Mark Bipus, randonneur et photographe, est un campeur régulier qui explique en quoi le camping est si attrayant.
So we're very lucky in Australia to be blessed with some amazing natural landscapes, and most of them are relatively accessible from our major city centres. And camping's just a great way with the stresses and distractions of modern day life.
John Burrell, propriétaire de Tent World, affirme que le camping l'aide à se déconnecter et à se concentrer sur la vie familiale.
I enjoy it because it forces me to change my habits. I'm, like everyone, a bit addicted to my phone and the internet and the conveniences of modern life. And so, yeah, going camping allows me to really force myself to take a step back and spend more time with the kids and the wife and generally just enjoy the outdoors.
Erin Atkinson, garde forestière dans un parc national du Queensland, confirme que le camping offre des rencontres rapprochées avec la faune sauvage et ce sont des vacances abordables, pas chères.
So interactions with native wildlife is also what makes camping in Australia so great. Whether it's the birds, the terrestrial animals like native marsupials, kangaroos or reptiles, or our abundant marine life. Camping in national parks is actually quite budget friendly, so it's available for everyone in society to enjoy.
Mark affirme qu'une bonne préparation est la clé d'un voyage réussi.
The best way to ruin a camping trip is to not do any research about where you're going. So finding out if a campsite needs bookings, for example, what the busy times of the year might be if you don't like crowds, what the weather's going to be like is a major factor. You don't want to be stuck in the cold or the rain.
Si vous préférez le calme, loin des foules, évitez les vacances scolaires et planifiez soigneusement votre voyage. C'est ce que conseille Erin.
Do you need a four-wheel drive to access a camping area? Can you take pets into the area? You should check the weather forecast, the tides if you're going on the beach, and always ensure you have your camping and vehicle permit before you travel to an area. You don't want to get to an area and it's booked out and you've traveled all that way.
En ce qui concerne le matériel de camping à emporter, John suggère d'emmener ce qui est essentiel pour un premier séjour.
Trying to choose somewhere where it reduces the complexity of what you need to take, perhaps all the way down to just a tent, mattress and sleeping bag and a torch. That way you can experiment with that, enjoy eating out at maybe the local pub, and then for the next trip you can step up and start packing food and the equipment that you need for food preparation as well.
Et prévoyez toujours des vêtements adaptés à la météo.
The temperature is obviously a big one. Making sure that you've got clothing that's suitable and sleeping bags that are suitable for the temperatures that you can experience overnight. Definitely a lot of first-time campers are shocked by how cold it can get overnight.
N'oubliez pas, vous n'avez pas besoin de tout, seulement ce qui est essentiel.
Water, tent, sleeping bag, mattress and a torch. And beyond that, it's trip dependent. Where you're going, what food you need to eat, what you're planning on doing.
Pour les campeurs expérimentés comme Mark, son conseil est de s'assurer de bien dormir.
The main thing that people come away with from a bad camping experience is mainly sleep. So if you're driving to the campsite, you might have a lot of space in the car. So take extra blankets. Your own pillow from home is a good one. And investing in a good quality air mattress or swag definitely goes a long way to having the best equipment.
N'oubliez pas l'insectifuge, la crème solaire, une trousse de premier secours et tout équipement spécifique à votre activité, comme des cannes à pêche ou des jeux. Si vous privilégiez le confort, John affirme que la technologie du matériel de camping a considérablement évolué.
Even in the last 10 years, the level of comfort that you can access and the technology that you can access has really exploded. You can take induction stoves now camping if you want to. You can take a fridge, air conditioning. It starts to become limited by the physical space of your vehicle or your backpack and how much you want to spend.
Il est conseillé de tester son matériel chez soi avant de partir afin de bien comprendre son fonctionnement. Erin recommande de choisir soigneusement l'emplacement de sa tente avant de la monter.
Consider where you're positioning your tent before you set it up. Is it a flat surface? Will it get flooded if it rains? Am I setting up the tent too close to the road? Or am I setting up under a tree with branches that could fall on the tent?
Il est tout aussi important d'être un campeur respectueux, de respecter les autres et de suivre les règles locales, ajoute Erin.
Keep your noise levels to a minimum, especially after dark and in the early hours of the morning. And when you're setting up your tent, give people as much space as possible and don't spread your camping footprint out too far and always adhere to the campground rules.
En camping, ne jetez pas de déchets, n'endommagez pas la végétation indigène et emportez vos ordures chez vous.
Try to leave no trace. Pack up everything that you bring in and leave the campsite in the same or even a better condition than you found it. In national parks, everything is protected, so you can actually receive a fine if you damage a plant or disturb a protected area.
Si vous utilisez un générateur, John conseille de faire attention au bruit.
A lot of national parks won't let you take generators, but if you are allowed to take them, it's generally recommended to turn them off by 7 o'clock. Similarly with loud music, and that's taking into consideration young families that are probably trying to get their children to bed.
Mark est d'accord. La courtoisie et l'attention rendent l'expérience plus agréable pour tous. Il recommande également d'être prudent lorsqu'on allume un feu de camp.
And especially in Australia, this is a big one, is lighting fires outside of the designated times of the year, because obviously the chance of bushfires increases quite a lot over the summer.
Allumez des feux de camp que dans les zones autorisées et assurez-vous qu'ils soient complètement éteints avant de partir. Pour en savoir plus sur le camping dans une région particulière, renseignez-vous sur la région en ligne avant votre départ. Consultez la météo et visitez le site web officiel du camping et du parc national que vous souhaitez visiter.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.